Oh, we're back. Final segment of tonight's show. Jim Hopgood, Frank Maloney. Don't forget, next week we go to the 6 to 8 p.m. time slot. So we'll be back next Wednesday following the Richmond game for 2 full hours, beginning at 6 p.m. In the meantime, I think we're going to go to the Verica clip right now. Is that correct, Frank?
Right, we're going to, just to give you a little background, this past Monday, Coach London did his interview thing, and it, you know, sort of introducing the whole season and giving his take on how summer ball went.
Press conference. That's right, what we call a press conference.
It was a big press conference. Yeah. And in addition, Raza Dowling and several other players, including Mark Verica, the quarterback, had a chance to talk to the media. After that segment, our good friend Chris Wright with the Saber was able to get a few minutes with Mark, and this was just one-on-one. Here we go.
This is Chris Wright at thesaber.com for Who's Talking on Richmond Radio 910 with Mark Verica, the starting quarterback for the Virginia Cavaliers. First question is just how excited are you guys for the first game to finally get here?
I mean, we're tremendously excited, and it's kind of surreal when you go through the whole offseason and we have like this electronic ticker in our locker room that kind of counts down the days to the first game. And it seems like it was only yesterday or a couple weeks ago where it said, like, you know, Richmond 267 days now. And now you see it, and it's just a couple days. So it's surreal, and it's kind of crazy that it's here already. But, you know, now's the time to do it. We're tremendously excited and very confident. So it's time to go out and do it now.
I think there are two questions that are kind of on fans' minds in terms of outsiders looking at the program. One is, you know, you're a guy going into your first year as the full-time starter. You know that from the beginning. What's your confidence like going into the season?
I feel great right now. I feel tremendous confidence, you know, in my ability to lead this team and play this game at a high level, and I feel tremendous confidence in my teammates, the offense, the defense, the staff, everything. I feel pretty good right now, so this week will be very important in preparing for this game, and we'll just continue to do the things that are being asked of us by the staff. But no doubt about it, we're all extremely confident and excited.
The other question I think on a lot of people's mind is offensive line. How have those guys looked, and are you pretty confident in their ability to get the job done?
Yeah, definitely have confidence in the offensive line, and they've done a great job in working to refining the things they've learned in the spring. And you know, because there's a lot of things in this offense that you know, where they're being asked to do a lot of different things, a lot of different protections and stuff like that. So, but I think they've handled it well, and you know, I know they're going to prepare hard this next week, and I'm confident that they'll have a good season.
All right, those were comments made by Mark Verica in the hallway right after the kickoff the season press conference on Monday. We thank Chris Wright for getting that interview for us. Jim, what were your thoughts listening to Mark right there?
Well, I mean, he's just a great kid. He's one of those kids that you really hope he has a terrific year just simply because he's a great kid. And you root for that type of individual. He's a fifth-year senior. He's hung in there. He's had some disappointing moments. So you just hope for the sake of the team as well as him that this, and a lot of the coaches, really, I know Coach Reed has said, this is a kid's going to really surprise a lot of people this year. So I hope that that's the case.
I'm with you on that. I second that emotion, as they say.
Second that emotion?
Second that emotion.
There you are.
Let's do predictions real quick. Big game, very unusual paradigm shift for everybody involved. We've got coaches that have been at Virginia coaching at University of Richmond. You've got a
so if they head to the wrong locker room, it'll be understandable.
Well, there might be some confusion at halftime where they head out to different locker rooms, but you know, it's interesting. Coach London played at the University of Richmond, then he became an assistant coach for Virginia, then he became a pro assistant coach for the Houston Texans, then he came back to Virginia under Groh, and then he went to U of R where he led them to a national title. Now we have you know, a new head coach, a new era at UVA with Mike London and his
well
staff.
Well done, well done.
And on top of that, you've got Latrell Scott, a fine young man who worked very hard at UVA as a wide receivers coach, and now he's leading a new direction. Wayne Lineberg is down there, former quarterback from UVA of all things, who
suffice it to say, there are a whole lot of coaches that have switched sides of the field vis-a-vis the game they played a couple of years ago. But as of predictions, your prediction is what?
I'm going to predict the Cavaliers play a close-to-the-vest game with a little bit of a breakout, maybe beginning of the late third quarter, early fourth quarter. I'm going to predict a 23-9 win by the Cavaliers. And I'm going to encourage everyone listening to send us your predictions to Facebook. Just search Who's Talking on Facebook. And the person that has the best guess will receive a free car wash gift certificate, thanks from our good friends at Carpool.
And, I love Carpool. I'm going to get a few of those gift certificates myself.
They're for our fans, Jimbo.
All right, so let's see. Richmond was 11-2 last year. Virginia was 3-9, and you're picking the Hoos.
Yep.
But this is Who's Talking.
Yep.
So I think I will go Virginia 24-14.
Okay. Just to clarify a little bit, we're going to let Michael make a prediction. Michael, give us your prediction.
I'm going with the Hoos 17-13.
In reality, it may be a kickers game, 6-3 based on place kickers.
All right, quickly before we go to break, our final bottom of the hour here. Next week's show, we have former Wahoo star wide receiver Ahmad Hawkins joining us, Daily Progress sports editor Jerry Ratcliffe joining us, the Sabres' Chris Wright.
Who we just heard from moments ago.
Well, no, that was Chris Horn. And West End Orthopedics' Dr. Paul Karitsas lined up for next week's show, which will be at 6 p.m., our regular time. Let's cheer on the Wahoos as they face U of R on Saturday at Scott Stadium at 6 o'clock kickoff. WRVA 1148 carries the game. Looking forward to it. Go Hoos.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.